Let's find out what's doing in the world of rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. As we come out of Easter, a fantastic time of celebration. There's been a lot of people on the road going to the Country Music Festival in Tamworth. Of course, going out to the Elvis Festival in Parks later this month. And on the way through, if that isn't enough, the CHS champs there for the boys in both Hunter and Northwest will be heading to Coffs Harbour later this week. Also, the Hunter Wildfires and the Charlton Hall Shoot Shield will be heading off to Mudgee to play at Glenlow on Saturday afternoon against Sydney University, so that's good to see. And also, there's another Shoot Shield game there down in Cowra as North to take on Eastwood, so it's good to see that the Shoot Shield recognise the world doesn't revolve around the northern and eastern suburbs of Sydney. So, great to start that, and really, really excited to get out and about, do some travelling, get to see the Classic Wallabies this weekend.
Where at?
The Classic Wallaroos at Canamble, so that'll be at Canamble Oval. There'll be a bit of a shindig on Friday afternoon there at the RSL with a lot of the players you can meet. Coaching clinic at 10 o'clock. You can find out more through classicwallabies.com.au. So everybody's been telling you that a Roman sandal to get out there and do something. So now we're out there and we're into it with our competitions.
Absolutely. Now, our local competitions, the likes of the Bulls, the Brumbies and the Heelers, what are they getting up to?
Yeah, fantastic. So it's got another week off with both the women's and also the divisional when it comes to the Newcastle competition. You can find out more through hunterrugby.com.au. And also our Jack Scott team that plays in the Sydney competition, out of chat with Joe Tassel, the coach. He was saying to me that they've got another couple of weeks, got a nice group of girls playing for that particular side as they start on the 7th of May. But we've got games, of course, in round two of the experiential thing known as the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership. CNRU.com.au is the place you want to get stuck into. Of course, the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies take on the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Bulls. Big game down there at Rugby Park there in Aberdeen Street. Gates open about 11 o'clock with ladies and two gentlemen's grades. Should be a big, big, big day. Find out more through the Facebook page of Scone Brumbies. Also, we've got the Gunnedah Red Devils taking on the Barrow Gorda side. That'll be in Bingra, and that'll be in women's and also second grade. The Crindai Lions are at home to the Walker Rams, and that'll be in three grades as well. The ladies will be taking on Tamworth Pirates, so good friends at Westpac looking after them as well, which is good to see. And finally, Moree take on the crew there from Tamworth Pirates, and that'll be up at Moree. Of course, everybody gets married in Tamworth this weekend, so everybody avoids going up to Moree to take on the Bulls. But also, there is a small issue at Chillingworth Oval with most of that place smothered in caravans and tents because of the Country Music Festival. Moving on to what we get up to in Newcastle here in the top end, great to see that the Single and Earth Moving Bulls are off and off and about there in Howe Street in God's Acre. Gates open about 10-ish, and we have Nelson Bay taking on the Bulls. We have the Maitland Blacks taking on University. Big, big game there as Southern Beaches head off to the Hamilton Hawks here at Passmore Oval. And a big game every year is 2,000 or 3,000 will turn up to the experiential thing known as Wanderers taking on Mary the Carlton. That'll be at number 2 sports ground. So, once again, looking forward to what will be a ripping start to the year when it comes to rugby locally.
And, mate, a very quick wrap-up on the Super Rugby.
Yeah, Super Div around this weekend, of course, on Saturday afternoon from 2 o'clock. We've got the coverage on GEM Channel 82 as the New South Wales Waratahs, thanks to our good friends at Knight and Frank, we'll be looking forward to hopefully getting another title as they take on a very good Fijian Drua side. The game that night will be the Wellington Hurricanes up against the Westpac Queensland Reds. That will be on GEM Channel 82 at 7:30 on Saturday. Waratahs play on Friday night there against the Waikato Chiefs at 5:30 with all the games on Stan, and looking forward to that. Also, the Australian Women's Sevens continue on their merry way as they get stuck into it at Langford, and the fellas have done a great job in the last 2 weeks picking up bronze medals. So we look forward to talking more about that in the coming weeks.
Mate, looking forward to talking more rugby on the Sideline View when it returns this Saturday from 1 until 4 o'clock. Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks, thanks as always, mate.
Good on you, Bear. Thank you for your time.